The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Now, the usual voice you hear most Sundays and Saturdays at this time is obviously away, but what has Anton been up to? He is in fact travelling the infamous Route 66 across the United States to raise funny money for the Children's Health Foundation. He is joining us from a pit stop now at 5:15 a.m. Anton, is that right? Nice and early for you.
Oh, you can sing it, Sean. Yes, it's 5:15 in the morning. First of all, thank you very much for minding the shop so ably in my absence. I'm talking to you from Amarillo in Texas, and I'm part of a very small subsidiary part of a group of 80 Irish bikers who for the last 2 years have been raising money for Temple Street, Crumlin, Tala and Connolly pediatric units, and it all culminates in this motorcycle ride from Chicago to Santa Monica on Route 66. And I had sort of in advance thought, well, grand, you know, you'll see bits of Americana. I have to say, I had totally underestimated the significance of the route itself and the things, the picture it would give me of America.
What kind of picture is that?
Well, Route 66 is famous for sort of Americana. So the kind of, oh, there's a hotel from the 1950s, but it's actually much more historically significant. So what happened was there was a series of patchwork roads across the states, and there was no real single paved highway. And we're talking highway in the sense of like two lane minor road, but nonetheless. And in 26, they decided, okay, we need something to connect Chicago, because Chicago already connected to the East Coast all the way across to California. And they built Route 66 by taking some existing roads and then stitching them all with new sections. Very soon after that, you got the Great Depression. And in the early years of the Great Depression, particularly around Oklahoma, you got the Dust Bowl, where land that had once been tall prairie grass had been farmed. The topsoil blew away, and it blew away so dramatically that there's pictures from the Dust Bowl of telephone poles 20 feet high, where 10 feet of them is covered in dust because literally all of the arable land has come off.
Wow.
And Oklahoma emptied. People loaded up their whatever car they could get hold of. They took family, chairs, furniture, mattresses, any possessions they could bring. And they headed for California in the desperate hope of work. And the route they used was Route 66, and it became one of the biggest movements of mass emigration in the U.S. history. And there's still the remnants of some of that you can see along the route. And then what followed was 20 years later, it became the route of economic migration, where the baby boomers, when they wanted to go on vacation to California, would take Route 66. And you got this vibrancy of weird attractions ranging from motels through to 150-foot fiberglass whales. So it's the strangest combination of rampant commerciality and desperate sadness. And it's now almost a ghost road, but still has the remnants of both of those major events.
Now, you're doing this, of course, for Children's Health Foundation. You're doing it with about 50 others who have, a lot of them have had very personal experiences with the children's hospitals in Ireland. And I imagine that's quite an emotional thing when you're doing it together and sharing the stories and hearing about the actual important work that the fundraising is going towards.
It is. I mean, there's people here who have lost children. There's people here whose children have been grievously injured. They all talk about the support that they got. And it's funny what they talk. I mean, to some extent, the thing that matters is taken for granted, which is that the medical care given to the kids was top flight. Mm. What they then talk about, though, is the nursing staff and the medical staff going extraordinarily above and beyond. So nurses coming in on their days off so that they could give a continuum of care to families who were distraught, people who reached out at the time where they were under such stress. So there's a huge amount of families here who have had a direct involvement with the children's hospitals and therefore want to give back. And then there is people who have heard about the event, who are bikers, who think, isn't it great that I can raise a few quid and at the same time do something interesting? And it makes for a fun combination of people. And of course, we are going to places that are ranging from the sublime to the ridiculous. I'm not genuinely not making this up. I spent a good hour yesterday in a place just outside Shamrock, Texas. By the way, sorry, it's a bit of a detour. Shamrock, Texas claims that it has a section of the Blarney Stone.
What?
That it, yeah, there is a shrine. There is the Blarney Boulevard. Now, Shamrock, Texas is a total one horse town. It's one pony. It's one donkey town. There's nothing in it except a section of the Blarney Stone. And there's a big poster saying in 1950, the Shamrock officials put pressure on Irish links and we got a bit of the Blarney Stone, and they have it framed in the middle of the most cliched small town America. There's the Blarney Stone. There's a big picture of St. Patrick, and more or less kiss it if you like. Which is slightly ironic that the notion of the Blarney Stone somewhere mightn't be a real thing, but is actually just there to try to draw tourists. Who knew? But yeah, so besides Shamrock, Texas, then the little bit down the road, I spent an hour in the Barbed Wire Museum.
No way. Come on.
Now, genuinely, Barbed Wire Museum, they have 2,000 different types of barbed wire. They have barbed wire ranging from the genesis of barbed wire through to modern barbed wire. Now, you would think, it's called the Devil's Rope Museum. You think, you can't spend an hour looking at barbed wire. I'm not making this up, Sean. It was probably the most interesting museum I've ever been in my life. I loved it. They had post hole diggers. They had mauls. They had wire tensioners. They had wire stretchers. They had wire formers. But it was almost like the museum, you know, the Museum of Country Life. Mm-hmm. It was that. It was Oklahoma and Texas made real over 50 years through the medium of barbed wire.
I think.
And the other place that I have to tell you about, if ever you think you have a bad day, there is a place in Oklahoma called Uranus. Now, the small town of Uranus has a fudge factory.
No.
Which, yes, Sean, it gets worse. And when you walk into the local store that is both the fudge factory and general store, every time they open the door, you open the door and you walk in, every single person who steps in is greeted by all of the staff shouting in unison, welcome to Uranus. And what they say when you leave is even worse. I won't tell you. They have a local newspaper, which is called the Uranus Examiner. And all I was thinking was, you know, when you're having a really bad day at work, you think, oh, I can't believe I do this job. Imagine knowing when you wake up on Monday morning that between then and the close of business, you're going to have to shout, welcome to Uranus, about 8,000 times, and each time make it seem like the first.
Oh, wow. That is real, real class Americana for you right there. I think you've probably also told us a bit too much about your personal life that that's the best museum you've ever been to. Where can people donate if they're looking to donate to the cycle?
Well, can I suggest two things if it's okay? One is donations, obviously, childrenshealth.ie, and there's information on childrenshealth.ie. I'm throwing up videos on YouTube, so it's Anton Savage-R66 is the channel on YouTube if you want to see any of it. But what's interesting is 2026 is the 100-year anniversary of Route 66. They do this every 2 years, so the next trip will be 2026. So if you own a bike, if you have a bike license, if you know a biker, or if you have the gumption between now and then to get a motorcycle license and you would like to be on the big centenary trip, you can find information at childrenshealth.ie.
Anton, it wouldn't be just one final question, because of what, you can't have talked about the Uranus factory without giving us an update following up on Pat Kenny on your buttocks and whether or not it is still numb.
There's a lot of numbness going on, Sean. Yeah, yesterday was a 280-mile day. We have been averaging around 200 miles. But because that thing that I was saying to you about Route 66 being two-lane roads stitched together from other roads, you kind of have to keep trying to find it. So it's not 280 miles at 70 miles an hour down the interstate. It's 280 miles at 35 miles an hour. So we were all on the bikes for nearly 12 hours yesterday. And by the time you step off, there's a significant amount of pain. So yeah, the feeling is just returning, just in time for me to get back on the bike and have them go numb again.
Well, enjoy. Anton Savage, best of luck to you and your buttocks as you cycle across the US. There's a sentence I never thought I'd say.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.